والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم، إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم، تنزيل العزيز الرحيم، لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. وعن معقل بن يسار رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قلب القرآن ياسين، لا يقرأها رجل يريد الله والدار الآخرة إلا غفر له. اقرؤوها على موتاكم، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه أحمد وأبو داود. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect, pure and absolutely compassionate teachings of the Deen of Islam, in which lies the sole means of a good life in this world, hayatan tayyibah, a life of inner peace and contentment with Allah Ta'ala and His decrees in this world, an eternal life of goodness forever and ever in the hereafter. The Quran Azim is an amazing ocean with countless pearls. As far as the Quran Sharif is concerned, there is a surah that is called the Bride of the Quran, Surah Ar-Rahman, for its eloquence and amazing beauty. Surah Al-Baqarah is called Sanam Al-Quran, the high point, the pinnacle of the Quran Azim. Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, is called Thuluth Al-Quran. It equates to one third of the Quran Azim. Then you have this great surah, the opening verses which have been recited in the khutbah, Surah Yasin, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself terms and gives the name, the heart of the Quran Sharif. It is the heart that pumps the lifeblood into the rest of the Quran Sharif. It is the engine room, the control room of the Quran Azim. Every surah that was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah, the main theme contained within them are three, as is found in Surah Yasin. In the beginning days of Islam, when Iman and Yaqeen was being made, so three things that was the point of emphasis in the verses and surahs revealed in Makkah Mukarramah: Tawheed, the oneness and greatness of Allah, that He alone is worthy of worship, because He alone is the one who has created everything in existence, is in control of everything, execute His will, power and decisions in His creation as He wills. None can compel or stop Allah Ta'ala regarding His executing of His decisions. So if you look at this surah, there are many signs of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, especially from the third ruku onwards. لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ Allah Ta'ala says, a clear sign for them of the creative might and power of Allah Ta'ala is the dead earth. And this is such an amazing lesson, a sign that Allah Ta'ala gives us continuously. أَحْيَيْنَهَا Allah Ta'ala says, we bring that dead earth back to life by means of beneficial life-giving rains, that when that rain falls on that dead earth, then it shakes into life, it bloats, and this is fertility of soil, and every kind of growth, vegetation in the form of grains, in the form of gardens and orchards, of varying fruits that sprout forth from that which was a dead tract of land. So that Allah who has shown us seasonally time and again we have witnessed it in our lives. Many times Allah Ta'ala immediately draws our attention. The same Allah who has brought the dead earth back to life will bring us back to life on the day of Qiyamah. In this surah, Allah Ta'ala sketches that scenario when it will be blown into the trumpet and people will hastily, speedily get out of their graves and speedily go to the plains of accountability, getting up from their graves and say, woe be to us, who has woken us up from our resting places? And then the reality will dawn that that which they had rejected, denied, even made a mockery of, Allah Ta'ala's power to bring us back to life on the day of Qiyamah, they will be forced to acknowledge, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ, this is what the most compassionate and merciful has continuously warned us about. And they're making a mockery, a laughing stock of the messengers of Allah Ta'ala. They will be forced to admit, وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, in fact, those messengers who had told us about this day had indeed spoken the truth. And then there will be accountability. Allah Ta'ala details in this surah the respective abodes of Jannah, of Jahannam. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Continuous salam that will be conveyed to the inhabitants of Jannah. And salam to each other. But a special salam conveyed from who? None other than our beloved Creator, Nourisher and Sustainer. From that being who is the compassionate, perpetually and perfectly compassionate and merciful. The abodes of the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala gives various signs of His greatness. One great commentator, Shaykh Hasanain al-Makhluf, in his great commentary, Safatul Bayan, has summarized so beautifully some of the signs, that they are signs of Allah Ta'ala's greatness and creative might and power on land, on dry land. Some of the signs mentioned, ships moving about in the deep oceans, a clear sign that this can only be possible with the Qudra and the power of Allah Ta'ala who keeps it up. So from the ocean, signs of Allah Ta'ala's might and power in the heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, the sun and the moon moving in a specified pathway, the orbit decreed by Allah Ta'ala, until Allah Ta'ala will wish them to stop moving at the time of Qiyamah. So we ponder and reflect upon these, that Allah who has created all of this, it can only be the one great Allah, and therefore we worship and dedicate ourselves unto Him entirely. So Tawheed, second major theme, Risalah, the messengers sent by Allah Ta'ala and the representatives in successive generations who had conveyed the message of Allah Ta'ala unto creation. Right at the outset of the surah, Allah Ta'ala, after taking a qasam, Allah Ta'ala says, Yasin, Allah alone knows its meaning. Some have given its meaning that it is one of the beautiful names of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, an oath, on the oath of the Quran that is filled with wisdom. What an honor for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, Innaka lamin al mursaleen ala siratim mustaqim. You are definitely of the sent messengers on the straight path. This verse was revealed when the disbelievers said to Rasulullah some taunting, Lasta mursala, you are not a messenger. Allah Ta'ala personally intervenes with a qasam on his kalam to say you are definitely, most certainly of the sent messengers on the straight path, while simultaneously Allah Ta'ala tells us the objective of Rasulullah's being sent as a messenger to the first recipients, the Quraysh, that you may warn a people to whom for a long time a warner, a Nabi had not come. Before that was Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, many centuries before, and therefore they were lying in total negligence. So Risala, one great story that we will look at in the second ruku of Surah Yasin, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ, that we will revert to inshallah, of the similar theme. And a third major theme and topic, Ma'ad, life after death. We know there is questioning in the qabr, and especially the day of Qiyamah, accountability in the court of Allah Ta'ala, the day of judgment, Jannat, Jahannam. So therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, these are all actions of belief of the heart. And therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam terms Surah Yasin as the heart of the Quran Sharif. All of these three themes, Tawheed, Risalat, Ma'ad, Allah's oneness and greatness, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala's truthfulness, and the truthfulness and absolute yaqeen and conviction in the life after death. Subhanallah, one amazing incident that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the surah. A firm enemy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ubay bin Khalaf. One salient feature of the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, that every one of them had to go through, Allah Ta'ala says, every Rasul who had been sent, his people said to him, either you are an insane person, a madman, na'udhu billah, or you are a sahir, one who practices sorcery and black magic. So Ubay bin Khalaf comes to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he crushes a bone of a dead animal, rotten bones that had decayed, into smithereens, into powder in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامُ وَهِيَ رَمِيمُ. Now tell me, who will bring back this decayed and rotted bones? Who will bring it back to life? Do you really believe that Allah Ta'ala can do so? Arrogance in front of the friends of Allah Ta'ala is a very, very dangerous path that a person is treading. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, most definitely Allah will bring it back to life. He will bring you back to life. And he will definitely enter you into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this incident in Surah Yasin, where he arrogantly says, Allah says, does he not ponder and reflect over his own beginning? His origins is from a drop of impure sperm. And now he grows up to this man who disputes arrogantly against the qudra and the power of Allah Ta'ala. Allah quotes his words, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say to him, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That being who has already shown you his power, who has created it from nothing the first time, what is it for that same Allah Ta'ala to bring it back to life a second time? So sign upon sign of the qudra and the power of Allah Ta'ala. So Surah Yasin has to do with the a'mal and actions of the heart. One amazing story, summarized, we'll mention it. Where Allah says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. In the second ruku of the surah, Allah Ta'ala takes up this incident, the whole ruku. Allah says, mention to them the example of the people of a certain city. The commentators give the name of the city as Antakiya, Antioch. We had spoken about it last week also in Surah Al-Kahf. So at that time, they were deeply entrenched in idol worshipping. Allah Ta'ala says, we sent to them two messengers, and then we backed them up and strengthened them with sending a third messenger, either direct messengers and rasuls, as the commentators mention. Some opine they were the representatives, the Hawariyin, the followers of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who were sent as da'i, inviters to the people of the city to the belief in one Allah Ta'ala. The three messengers' names are given as Sadiq, Masduq, and Sham'un. When they arrived, two of them first arrived at the outskirts of the city. There was a man called Habib al-Najjar, an idol worshipper. He was afflicted with leprosy. And for 70 years he had been praying to these idols to remove his illness. He meets these messengers, is taken aback with their piety, with their character. They invite him to the one Allah. And he says, what will be a sign of Allah's greatness? They said, bring iman, we will make dua. Allah Ta'ala alone will cure you from the sickness. He brings iman, they make dua, and Allah Ta'ala cures him. A firm believer who dedicates himself then to the obedience and the worship of Allah Ta'ala. The messengers come into the city, and the moment they convey the message, the same result in every nation. They are accused that you are liars, you are fabricators, Allah has not revealed anything. They even say to them, we consider you being here as a bad omen, as bad luck to us. They say to them, it is your own actions of disbelief and disobedience to Allah that bring these conditions that you think as a bad omen. And then they start to turn against them in a very, very harsh manner. It is then when Habib al-Najjar, the first believer I already mentioned, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this noble action of running across from the other side of the city. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The man comes running from the far end of the city, Habib al-Najjar, whom Allah Ta'ala had given cure after he had brought Iman. And then he engages his people with great wisdom and compassion. He says, Ya Qawm, O my people, اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Obey what these men. And then a very important point, he says, follow the one who does not ask you for any personal remuneration, and they are correctly guided. So who do we follow in times when there are such challenges on Iman? A person who is exclusively dedicated to Allah. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said when being asked, whose company should we adopt, in whose company should we sit in, whom should we take guidance from? In other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave three criteria. That person, the moment you look at him, it reminds you of Allah. It reminds you of Deen. Secondly, that person, his words increases your beneficial knowledge, but also his words has such an impact on your heart that it translates to practical actions and changing one's life for the better. Therefore, the real friends of Allah Ta'ala are such, their mere company, sometimes even without them saying a word, changes lives on the very, very spot that they are sitting on. So they do not ask any remuneration for their personal benefit. They are correctly guided. Their lives are filled with hidayat. And the third sign, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that person whose actions remind you of the Akhirah. That person's lifestyle says, we are living here for a temporary period of time, preparing for the eternal life of the hereafter. So he says, oh my people, follow them. They then say, have you also brought Iman in him, in them, and what they are inviting to, one Allah only, forsaking our idols? He says, how can I do anything other than worship the very one who has created me from nothing? And unto him alone shall all of you return for accountability, warning them about the day of Qiyamah. They turn more sternly and harshly to him until such time they start to beat him physically, severely, start to stone him, eventually trampling him to death. And he meets his coveted and his martyrdom, his shahada. He was beaten so severely, commentators of Quran Sharif says, his intestines protruded from his back passage. But this is the ultimate success. Let us take solace what is transpiring right now in Gaza. Look at their himmah, their love for shahada and martyrdom, where the home of a shaheed is considered a noble home, accepted for shahadat and martyrdom. Obviously the dhulam and oppression of harrowing levels can never ever be condoned. But for the shaheed, it is the beginning of an eternal life of happiness. When his ruh is entered into Jannah, again, look at his worry. He says, the very people who had beaten him to death, he says, I wish my people knew how Allah has forgiven me and given me great honor and esteem. And the means of that is only Iman. How I wish even now that they can enter the fold of Iman. Allah Ta'ala's anger comes to the fore for the way they had treated the friend of Allah Ta'ala. One shriek, one scream from Jibreel alayhi salam was enough to destroy all the disbelievers of that nation. So Surah Yasin, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the heart, the engine room of the Quran Sharif. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encourages its reading abundantly. Any person who reads it at any time for the pleasure of Allah and the sake of the Akhirah, all the sins are completely forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. One narration also mentions its reading is equivalent in reward to reading the Quran Sharif 10 times. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also encourages, لَقِّنُوهَا عَلَى اِقْرَؤُوهَا عَلَى مَوْتَاكُمْ. Read it to those of your close people who are dying. In the Sakarat, one of the etiquettes of a person who is demise is imminent, talqeen, encourage recitation of the kalima, but also to read Yasin, Allah Ta'ala makes the pangs of death easy. Amazing point mentioned by one of the commentators, that at that time, and why is it called the heart of the Quran, and why is it beneficial at that time? When a person is about to depart from this world, all the limbs stop working, the hands, the feet. The last thing that remains alive is the heart. And Yasin is the heart of the Quran Sharif. It is exclusively the ibadat, the worship of the heart, the correct beliefs. So that dying heart, that is the sole thing left, identifies with that which is the heart of the Quran Sharif, Surah Yasin. May Allah Ta'ala grant us sincere muhabbat and love for the surah. It has also been found to be effective in experiences for necessities, Allah Ta'ala fulfilling them. And the person who reads the surah, as once again mentioned in the hadith, at any time, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and for the sake of the akhirah, a person's sins are forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Take the opportunity, brothers. We know last week the announcement was made for the Musalla drive, and alhamdulillah, once again, great generosity. The target has been well reached, alhamdulillah. So we say, Jazakumullahu khairan to one and all who have contributed. Most importantly, may Allah grant qabuliyah and acceptance and make it a great means of sadaqah jariyah for a person. Also, the collection that will take place today, as usual, for the masjid, the maintenance, we still have this opportunity, other than the Musalla, to contribute generously to all other expenditure pertaining to the house of Allah Ta'ala and the madrasa with the niyat of sadaqah jariyah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أتاحنا الله عز وجل نعمة عظيمة في شكل القرآن الكريم وفي عمقها قلب القرآن الكريم ألا وهي سورة ياسين وعن سيدنا معقل بن يسار رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قلب القرآن ياسين لا يقرأها رجل يريد الله والدار الآخرة إلا غفر له اقرأوها على موتاكم وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه أحمد وأبو داود قال الله عز وجل في بداية هذه السورة لما قال المشركون لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لست مرسلا فقال الله عز وجل دفاعا عن النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم قائلا ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون رزقنا الله محبة هذه السورة والمداومة على تلاوتها وأن نستفيد منها كل الاستفادة الممكنة أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن أهل بيته وأصحابه كله أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم. الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، واصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان، وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين عامة، والشام والعراق والهند، برما وتركستان وتركيا والسودان، وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم أطعم المسلمين من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. And so we are in the saf, ensure that we stand with our shoulders locked to each other, leaving absolutely no gap. Standing as close as possible in salah, ensuring that the hills are in a straight line, is a means of protection from shaitan and also fostering unity in the ummah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة، وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم، وهو العزيز الحكيم.
ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الإنسان زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون. وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون. وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر لكم رسول الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون وهم مستكبرون. سواء عليهم أستغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون. يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزى الله عنا نبينا وحبيبنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.